This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the roof. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity, right here on the real side. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me, and I do appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Hey, I'm serious. Head up to the website. Also, we're, I think we're live on Facebook. I don't know. Everything here is kind of frozen, so I don't know. I am guessing. Oh, no, it looks like it's working, which is a big deal for me because I screw this thing up all the time. So anyway, I really do appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. If you're one of those people that you don't want to hear yourself and all that, and I do hear that from time to time. People send me an email saying, I don't want to come on. I don't want to this. I don't want to that. Send me an email. And as long as you're not being nasty about it, if you have a legitimate question, I won't use your name. However, if you're just going to be what I lovingly refer to as a jackwagon, all is fair. You know what I'm saying? And I do mean all is fair. Anyway, like I said, I am Joe Messina, your host. I do appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air and in the chat room. Be involved in the conversation, right? If you head up to the website, you've got a live Facebook page going on. You've got the guys in the chat room. I say guys, people, okay? So don't write me. And, man, I got to tell you something. And I don't expect any different. Don't get me wrong. I'm not whining, okay? I'm just saying. The beating that some of us are taking in the media for what we're saying about the football player, just amazing. But I don't care. I really don't care. So, first of all, listen. If you're a praying person, if you're one of those people, and I mean that sincerely, if you're one of those people that prays, please, 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 let's pray for the people in Florida. You know, weather's looking a little problematic there. So let's pray for those people. And anyway, you know, they've got a lot coming at them. Somebody sent me this poll today. I've been choking on this all day long because this can't be true. It just can't be true. It says that half in the, well, I shouldn't read that one first, but I should read this. The Gallup poll says, or Gallup says that life got better for pretty much everyone under Obama, which has to be a joke. This can't be true. This got to be one of those, you know, where the guys taking the poll, they took a couple of hits off a crack pipe, and then they went around calling people. So then it's like dug a little bit more. They're looking at 55% of the people said that life got better. I still don't buy it. Who were the people they called? I want to know what the criteria for the people that they called were. Yeah, can you tell this is irritating me to no end and making me nuts? So then I got to thinking about some stories we've done in the past, right? Where you have 57% of the American populace on some kind of government aid. Now look, don't accuse me of painting with a broad brush because I'm not sitting here saying that we have all these Americans that are getting money they don't deserve. There are some people that have paid into the system, you know, our veterans, other people that do deserve the money coming back to them from the government. I got that. I'm not talking about them. But this is the high it's been in decades. When you have 50, the last number, I have to look it up. I'm sorry, I've been remiss. I'll look it up for you during the show. But if you're looking at 56, 57% of this country dependent on some form of government aid, that means that you've got 43%, and yes, I used all my toes and fingers, but you've got 43% of these people that are footing the bill for everybody else, and they're footing the bill with 2 and 3 part-time jobs. The economy is still fragile, or as we like to say, fragile. Right? So don't think it's over. Don't think we got it covered. You know, don't, I'm amazed at some people who actually sit there and believe. I don't know how they believe this stuff. But they actually believe that the economy's turning around, everything's going to be fine. If you believe that, just say every single time that there's a hint. Okay, I don't have an economic degree. I don't need one for this. But think about the fact that every single time there's a hint that the feds are going to raise the rates, what does the stock market do? It takes a nosedive. It doesn't get a, it doesn't hiccup. It takes a nosedive. So anyhow, and then I know I'm all over the place. You're getting a smorgasbord of Joe Messina for the first segment here. I saw another clip today, and I had to respond to the guy. It was like one of these, oh my God, Trump has ties to the mafia. He has met with mafia leaders. And I went, oh my God. What about the Clintons? I sent him a list of people that the Clintons have left with that met with mob ties. One, what was the Teflon Don's name? Come on, some of you out there know what that is. Right? They met with his son to find a way to pardon the dad. To get the dad out of jail. The problem was the dad died before they could let him go, before they could carry it out. And you know, at this point, with everything that we found out about Hillary or the Clintons as a whole, there isn't anything that I wouldn't put past them to do. All right, so here's another this. I love this story. No, I really do. I mean it sincerely. And here's the reason I love it. The White House says that Mr. Obama is concerned about the Chicago gun violence, but, as usual, has no plan, no specific proposals to fix it. Hey, Oblamo, I got it. Here, really, it's a simple thing. It's you're already used to doing this. You'll have to wait to decide. Kimberly Moran's going to join me if the weather holds out for her. I've got to decide the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You listen to The Real Side of GCN Live. Don't go far. We got a lot coming up after the break.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family-owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective, clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-798-4326. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-798-4326. That's 1-800-798-4326. 1-800-798-4326.
Attention CPAP users, stop the insanity and torture of your CPAP mask. Don't you hate the skin irritation and terrible leaks? Jump on the CPAP Pro train, invented by an actual CPAP user that became so frustrated with CPAP masks. Are you ready to try something new? With absolutely no straps or headgear, go to nomask.com and get the best night's sleep ever. Free to Medicare patients. Go to nomask.com. That's nomask.com.
You want answers!
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me, and I do appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do. I really do appreciate the time that you spend with us, that you're hanging out with us, you're responding to some of the things we're saying. Anyhow, the I got to tell you guys, I hear some of this stuff, and I bounce off the walls. I can't follow this all day long. But I know somebody who's got her nose in this stuff, like, almost 24-7. Kimberly Morin joins me. Right, come on. She joins me, and she does every week. She's putting stuff out all day long. So I know you got your nose in something all day long, don't you?
Yeah, pretty much.
See what I tell you.
That's when I'm sleeping. That's it.
Oh yeah, I'm sure your husband wants to disconnect the modem for that whole interweb thing at times, doesn't he?
Yeah, exactly.
All right, so listen, I sent you that. This may be 3 hours of this because that's how much I can't get it out of my head. Right, that we have 50. What is it? It said a majority of Americans polled. Feel like Obama, they're doing better under Obama. I'm thinking, what planet? This is going to be one of those altered universes, those altered planets, you know, alternate planets.
Yeah, because the reality doesn't show that. The numbers don't show that. GDP is down. The unemployment percentage looks great, but it's because 94 million people are out of working, and a big number of them can't find jobs. They're completely out of the workforce. The jobs that have been created under Obama have been low-paying jobs. There's no high-paying jobs being created like there should be or there could be. Wages for the middle class and working class are stagnant. Healthcare costs have risen. Education costs have risen. So I don't know who took this poll, but they're full of bull.
Well, I was saying earlier, I said, how many hits from the crack pipe does one have to take to come up with these results? I was just kind of curious.
I heard that.
Right?
That was good.
I'm so confused with some of the numbers that these people come up with. But, you know, it's funny how they really skip past some of these other numbers that are put out there. You know, with the majority of Americans, that a large number of Americans feel that we're going to get hit again, that there will be an attack on U.S. soil again. I mean,
there already has been. Of course there will be.
Well, they're talking about a big one, though. They're not talking about, you know, somebody shooting 15 people in the street or 44 people at a club. They're talking about another big one. You know?
Why wouldn't you believe that? I totally believe it. After 9/11, we had no terrorist attacks on U.S. soil until Obama was elected, and then they began, and we've had multiple.
Wait a minute, I got to correct you. There is, you know, I don't mind putting this stuff out there, but remember, we have had, the Twin Towers went down 9/11, right? That was on our soil. That was during George W. You, but I will say this: it's really funny how Clinton gets the blame for nothing, right? I mean, that happened months. In all reality, it happened in that first year of George Bubblehead Bush, his presidency. This wasn't something that they planned in that year. This was something they had been planning for years. They had tested, and I know I've read reports that say Clinton blew this stuff off in his presidency. So he has to take some of the blame for that.
Of course. Yeah. I mean, but the fact is, 9/11 happened, but then after 9/11, there was no more attacks on U.S. soil because of whatever, that we were more vigilant.
Right. Okay, I'll give you that.
That's what I'm saying. And okay. So then, but in 2009, after Obama was elected, we had an attack and they just kept coming. We've had multiple.
Well, there's no reasons not to, right? I mean, what really happens to you? You know, you're a lone freaktoid, so they don't blame it on anything bigger than that. So when you won't, and we've heard this a million times. I'm not trying to just repeat what everybody says, but the truth of the matter is, if you don't call the disease out, you don't know how to fight it, you won't fight it, and you'll keep making excuses for it, right?
Of course.
Okay.
So and then that's part of the problem.
So let's talk about your favorite person. Donald Trump.
Which one?
Donald Trump.
Oh.
All right. So, what he did yesterday? Good. I mean, first of all, meeting with the Mexican president. Good, bad, or whatever.
Whatever.
I love you, Kimberly. You're not going to give anything, right? I mean, part of him going to see him, I think you're hearing it all over the news, and I kind of agree with it. Made him look. Put him on the world stage and made him look somewhat presidential. Now, notice I said look somewhat presidential, okay? So,
I'm not saying it was a bad thing. In his case, I think it was, you know, a good thing that, you know, he went and did it and he behaved himself while he was there.
So like that, like you're talking about one of your kids. He behaved himself while he was there.
He is a child. I would not allow my child to behave the way Donald Trump has behaved. But no, so, and he presented himself well. How's that? Is that
okay.
Better?
Gotta give him something, okay? And he's actually toned down the orange, hasn't he? He doesn't look as orange as he usually does.
Well, and I heard, I was watching a local, gubernatorial debate, so I didn't, listen to his speech, but I heard it was good.
All right, so I had a Trump, a mega Trump disliker on last night who said, you know what, I got to give him credit. He came off, where has this Trump been for a year? He said the things that conservatives want to hear. He was all over this. So I didn't hear it. Obviously, I'm on the air, so I can't hear it. But,
right.
But I think the new team, you know, I'm sure you feel the same way I do. The new team he brought on probably is helping this tremendously because they're telling him, you know, what to say or how to say, which proves that he'll listen to somebody, right?
Well, for only so long, right?
Yeah.
And I'm not real impressed with his new team, so it doesn't really matter. This Conway person might not be bad, but Bannon, he's a dirtbag. So I'm just, you know, Trump seems to surround himself with people who are kind of lowlifes, from what I've seen. You know, Corey Lewandowski, Bannon, what is it, Steve Bannon, you know, just Roger Stone. Some of the people he surrounded himself with have been kind of lowlifes.
Right.
So,
you mean thug types? Come on, you can see
yeah.
it on the show. Yeah.
Punk, you know, lowlifes. And it's like, you know, are you running for president or are you running to be the mob boss?
Right.
You know, it doesn't impress me, but I did hear that his speech was good. And I think, the president of Mexico said that he invited both Trump and Clinton there. But I mean, you know, he's probably already had to pay Clinton off for something through the Clinton Foundation. So he's probably everybody.
Well, she probably asked for a certain amount, and he said no, and so she didn't show up. I don't know the whole thing behind that, but no.
Maybe he didn't pay her enough to show up.
Hey, listen, I want to talk a little bit about the. Have you been keeping track or paying attention to her schedule? We got to go for a break here, but she's like out of pocket 2 and 3 days a week. So let's talk a little bit about that on the other side of the break. Hey, I'm Joe Bassini, your host. Listen to Real Side. Kimberly Moran joins me here on the show. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes. Hey, you've missed a healthcare deadline. You don't have any kind of healthcare. Don't worry about it. My friends at Liberty HealthShare have the answer. Now, Liberty HealthShare offers an affordable healthcare option that allows Americans to enroll any time of the year. If you've already enrolled but you don't like the plan you had shoved down your throat, you still have options. Liberty HealthShare gives control back to you. Americans can manage and direct their healthcare yet still be in good standing with the Affordable Care Act. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates imposed on individuals for not having healthcare insurance. That gives you the freedom and control of your own insurance choices. Liberty HealthShare plans allow members the ability to choose any doctor or hospital across the nation. Yes, it's your choice. Memberships for individuals, couples, and families, but not the dog. They offer a variety of options that best suit your medical needs. If you're a freedom-loving American like I am, looking for contract-free healthcare, then this is for you. For more information on how you can enroll any time of the year, call 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. You can even hop on realside.com and find it there as well.
Introducing the fastest growing digital currency company in the world, OneLife. With over 2.1 million members, OneCoin is becoming the most powerful force in digital currency. It reached over $1 billion in revenue in its first year. No other company has accomplished such an impressive feat. Now you can achieve financial independence with the strength of OneLife. Find out how to build your financial dreams. 877-933-4747. 877-933-4747. Dedicated to helping you create financial abundance.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves. Home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Anybody care about what I want?
I do.
Shut up. Get out.
Okay. Oh, wow.
We are back. I love this song. I don't know why. It's like 15 years old, but I love this song. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host, listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. I appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and be part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I know some of you get irritated when you're waiting on hold, but, you know, I got to finish my thought before I pull you on. So a couple of you hung up. Feel free to call back in. I will pull you on after the commercials when we have a certain break. And anyway, have a little patience. I do, too. I have to have some, too. Anyway, Kimberly Moran joins me, and she does every week, and I love to get her feathers ruffled. She likes to get mine going a little bit. We're pretty much on the same page with stuff. There are some people she likes more than I do, and I dislike more than she does. But, hey, listen, first of all, tell people how they can hear you and get your writings and that kind of stuff.
You can find me at New Hampshire Political Buzz. That's nhpoliticalbuzz.org.
Great name.
That's mostly New Hampshire stuff, but I also will write some national stuff, too.
Mm-hmm.
The Federalist Papers Project, Same Page Nation, Granite Grok, and Heartland Institute.
And you got to be from New England to understand what the Granite Grok is all about. I think that's hilarious. I growing up in Boston, I got that pretty quick. All right, so listen. I know how you follow Mrs. Clinton because you just love her so much. Isn't it interesting to you that she has been she's been out of the mix? You know, most people campaigning, even for local and regional offices, they're out there 7 days a week, including Sunday, and they're dropping dead from exhaustion and what have you. You can't find her at least on the average 3 days a week. Now, if I say anything about her health, and I've done this a couple of times, and I love how I get beat up about it. I really do. I think it's hilarious. Again, if I say anything about her, and, man, she seems to have a health issue, I'll get all kinds of nasties because I'm picking on the woman. But if I said that about Trump...
Okay, so let me say it.
Yeah, please do.
I'm sorry, but if she is not... She could barely make it upstairs. If she's not healthy enough to make it up a few stairs without help from two people, she is not healthy enough to be president. I'm sorry. We can't have a president who has to take naps every 2 hours or whatever. You know, we can't have a president who's in ill health. That's not good for the country. You know, we don't even know what her health issues are. We just know that they exist because it appears from when she does go out in public that they exist. It's not like people are making up things in a vast right-wing conspiracy. It appears that she is not in good health. That is important. It's not like, what was it? FDR. He walked with a cane, right? Or he had
He had polio, and he actually, yeah, they did all kinds of things to keep that hidden from people.
To keep it hidden, but it didn't affect his brain.
No,
it didn't. We could go on about
don't.
The polio didn't affect his brain. It didn't affect how he functioned as a president. he still was mobile and he wasn't sickly. You know what I mean? I mean, this is kind of bad if she's really not healthy.
Yeah, and you know the thing with Roosevelt, I think, which is funny. See, it was a time in this country where a man that used a cane or that was sickly like he was, he would have been seen as weak, and that was their fear, that he would have been seen as weak, and he wouldn't have been reelected as president or what have you. In today's day and age, look, we have more sympathy for people that have I don't want to call them handicaps, but have physical disabilities. She doesn't have a physical disability. Look at her. Look at her face. Look at her reactions to things. And, Dr. Drew, now, it's really funny because I ran over this the other night at 100 miles an hour, and I got a nasty from somebody who basically said that Dr. Drew was being canned by CNN anyway. And I said, oh, yeah, okay, sure. So nobody mentioned that up until the time where he comes out, he says, look at her. Look at her actions. Look at what she's doing. Yes, she has a problem. Some kind of disease that has to do with blood clotting. What happens? 3 days later, you get notice that a show's being canceled. I'm sorry. I'm not that stupid. You?
Well, I don't see how he could diagnose her not actually seeing her in person, but she, clearly there is something wrong with her because there's been multiple times where it appears she has issues.
Right.
And if she has issues doing regular things like speaking in front of people for 15 minutes, that's a problem.
Well, but I think what he was saying is they got the doctor's report, and then they went and watched her actions, and the things that she had going on all fell in line with a certain type of disease. So they weren't just talking off the cuff. I mean, the guy said, look, based on this, here's what happens under this disease. These are the things that you see happening, and here's where she's actually done those things. So it lines up.
Okay, so the doc, they had actual medical records, okay.
Oh, yeah, they went through, there was some kind of medication that she's on or she was taken or was prescribed out of the 1950s, okay, that he says, we haven't seen this used in forever, and it's used in severe, it's usually only used in severe cases of A, B, and C, right? So
wow.
She's on that. These are the only three things this stuff gets prescribed for these days. But
what, is she going to have whom around the country?
Oh, Billy Boyle stepped back in, right? I mean,
he's probably got some kind of venereal disease that's eating away into his brain.
Oh, he could probably, there's two Air Force Ones. He'd probably use the second one to go down to that that island where they have the young girls on the island. You know what I'm talking about?
Teens Island, yeah.
So, but back to being serious for a second. She, they are so hell-bent. The Dems are so hell-bent to make sure that their person, that Hillary, that the first woman gets elected president, that they're willing to cover up pretty much anything with her. Think about, you and I aren't surprised by this, and a lot of people aren't. Think about all the issues she has, whether it be health, the scandals that she has, the email issues. You've actually got Dems, a majority of Dems out there, or a large group of Dems, poo-pooing all of this. That none of this is true. It's all a right-wing conspiracy to take her credibility away. And I'm thinking to myself, my God, we weren't even like that with Bush. We called out Bush's mistakes. Is this in their DNA or what?
This is something I don't understand about Democrats. Why they accept the most horrific behavior from their own and just try to either push it aside or ignore it? Is their party more important than... I don't understand it because you know me. Probably I'm 50-50 beating on Republicans and Democrats.
Yes, you are.
So, I don't understand. I was 12 years old when I found out about Teddy Kennedy, and I had to ask my mother, why do people still vote for him? He killed a woman, and she really couldn't explain it either.
No, you ask old time. Democrats in Massachusetts, the Kennedys have done so much for the poor people. Now, I don't know if they have or haven't. I know the Kennedys were part of, the Special Olympics, starting the Special Olympics and that kind of thing. Yes, they have done a lot of philanthropical things with the communities and what have you. But that doesn't excuse the bad behavior. That doesn't excuse...
No.
You look at Trump, and I know you don't want to talk about this, but he has done a lot of great philanthropical things for people, for communities and what have you, too. But the Dems just want to grab those negative things. Funny how they won't use that same process for their own people, isn't it?
you know, no, they don't. Like, if Republicans did half of what Democrats do,
a tenth,
there'd probably be no Republicans left.
A tenth.
Because Democrats freak out and demand that they be removed from office or whatever. Meanwhile, Democrats are, you know, sexually assaulting women, sexually assaulting boys, stealing money, evading taxes. I mean, doing all kinds of horrifying things. And
not a big deal, Kim. Kimberly, everybody cheats on their taxes, and everybody has affairs on their wives with, you know, 16-year-old boys. It just happens, right?
If you're a Democrat.
I'm just saying. I find this hilarious that the way my mantra this year has been Dems good, Republicans bad. It doesn't matter what a Democrat does, even if it's verbatim, word for word, what a Republican has done. It is wonderful. It is great. It is great for society. But because the Republican said it, it is bad. It is terrible. It is jail worthy. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So
yeah, and Hillary Clinton should have been in prison years ago. Same with Bill.
Yeah. So I was telling you earlier. I got to get this. This guy has been poking me, and I'm just ignoring him right now. But here's the thing. So they put out this thing about Trump having mob friends. Now let's think about this. Because you and I can talk about this in reality. Some of these people don't get this thing. He's a builder in New York City. Okay. He's building high rises. He's building towers in New York City. Let me see. He needs the union. He needs the Teamsters to deliver his cement on time. He needs the Teamsters to be able to get the steel delivered on time. I mean, I can go through the whole list of stuff. Now, you Pollyannas who think, you know, everything is on the up and up all the time and all he has to do is, you know, do the permits and the whole nine yards and everything happens, New York doesn't work that way. And if you think for a minute that your elected officials are running New York City, you need to go get some medication. Anyway, Kimberly, we got to go for a quick break. We'll be back in a second. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be right back.
Okay, what I was going to say...
Can your vitamin supplements positively affect your blood in 5 minutes? Protovite can. Protovite is a genuine breakthrough liquid daily nutrition that delivers quality ingredients into your blood in less than 5 minutes. Scientifically proven and backed by clinical studies, Protovite supports energy, vitality, and optimal health. Watch our 2-minute live blood cell video and see for yourself at vninc.com/prohealth. That's vninc.com/prohealth.
All right, listen up, because this is the most important thing you're going to hear all day. What if I said you could make money flipping houses without any cash, credit, or manual labor? And what if I said you could do it part-time from the comfort of your home? Sound unflippin' believable? Hi, I'm Preston Neely, and I'm going to prove it by sending you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It sells online for $19.95, but I'm giving away free copies this week. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-959-5795. I used to be so broke, I had my electricity shut off 9 times. But I figured out a simple way to make money flipping houses without even breaking a sweat. Now I'm living the good life, and so should you. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. Hands down, it's the fastest, easiest way to get started in real estate. Let me prove it. Call right now to find out how to get your free book. When they're gone, they're gone. Call 1-800-959-5795. 1-800-959-5795.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves. Home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
I can't make up my mind. I haven't got a brain. Only straw.
How can you talk if you haven't got a brain?
I don't know. But some people without brains do an awful lot of talking, don't they?
Yes, I guess you're right.
We are back. Here, listen to The Real Site on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you on board. Appreciate the time that you spend on board with me on the air, texting, tweeting, on Facebook, on our website, where you can watch live, listen live, you can take the poll. There's a million things you can do up there. I do appreciate the time that you spend with me. Again, if you want to get the show, if you want to read some of the writers that we have a boatload of writers on the website, so head over to TheRealSite.com. You can sign up for the weekly news newsletter that we sent out, that we send out. You also can find the writer. You can tell I can't talk. I can write, but I can't talk. And I don't even write well either. I have to get that to somebody else to clean up for me. But head over there. You'll see some of our writers, some of the stories they have. And let them know how you feel about what they're writing, how you whether you agree with them or disagree. I love it when people disagree with me. As long as they're doing it in an educated way, and they really want to have a conversation, they don't want to have a shouting match. I'm good with all of that. Anyway, Kimberly Morin joins me, as she does every week. She herself, are you still doing the radio spot on Monday mornings?
Yes, I do.
Okay,
yeah.
The radio spot, she writes, she is on Facebook. I think she's on Facebook 26 and a half hours a day. She is just all over the place. Kimberly, thanks for being with me.
Thank you for having me.
All right, so we were touching on it just before we went to break, which was the mob connections, right? So there was some story that was released that, that Trump had mob connections. And so I pounded this guy with a couple of stories about Hillary's mob connections. He goes, you know, what is this going to be, tit for tat? And I said, no, you brought it up. You obviously, now this is the logic I don't get from the Dems. You obviously felt it was a big deal because you posted it. You felt that there was a problem if somebody running for president had connections to the mob. Well, here's Mrs. Clinton, who's actually sat down when she was first lady. She sat down with Giovanni Gambino, the son of Francesco Gambino. Yeah, good Irish American family, and the cousin of Carlo Gambino. Now, these guys, if you know anything about New York, they ran New York City. So she went there to meet with them because they were trying to get one of the guys out of jail. It was really that simple. And as they were working on it, too bad that guy died. So they no longer needed to get him out of jail. So she didn't get her money, and it didn't happen. But as last I checked, the Gambino family is part of a crime family, are they not?
Yeah, and so is the Clintons. So is the Clinton family.
Well, they run their own crime family, but go ahead.
Yeah, the Clinton Crime Syndicate. What's the difference between the mobster and Hillary Clinton?
Well, she's not Italian, and they usually are, so that's it.
Hey now, there's Irish mobsters.
That's true, too. And there's Asian mobsters. I got it. But we actually honed it. We perfected it. At least my group did.
You know what? You don't have a corner on the market. I know you want to think you do, but you don't.
All right. So give me the story that you have, because, you know, this is not one isolated incident that it took me 3 days to find, because you can find this stuff all over the place, right?
Oh, absolutely. There was this guy who was an international fugitive called Mark Rich, who Bill Clinton pardoned. And even the New York Times called it, quote, a shocking abuse of presidential power.
No, come on. You're making that up, right? You cut and pasted that in there, right?
No. Actually, I'm looking at it, and this article I'm looking at was written by Peter Schweitzer, who I'm interviewing tomorrow. How funny is that?
Oh, wow. Go ahead.
Even Congressman Barney Frank. Remember Barney Frank?
Barney. Yeah.
He was a horrifying little man. He even said it was contemptuous. I mean, this guy was going back list of charges going back decades. Mm-hmm. Illegally trading with Ayatollah Khomeini, all kinds of different things. Horrible, horrible things this guy was doing. And, oh, irony, Hillary Clinton's Senate campaign got money from the guy's ex-wife. I'm sorry, but that's not a coinkydink, people.
Yeah. I find this thing, for me, I find this thing amazing that the rhetoric online, on the air, on mainstream media, and does anybody really even, truly, honestly, we keep talking about it, but does mainstream media even have a foothold in anything anymore? Because I don't know many people, even my friend, look, I've got hardcore Dems that live around us, and I talk to them when I'm out in the neighborhood, and they say the same thing. That's not their party. A, it's not their party anymore. They feel like the party's left them. And B, you know, they will still defend some of their people, though, because they're so afraid of Republicans. They're so afraid of conservatives. I don't know what we did to deserve this. Do you?
You know what? It's the messaging, honestly. I've been I'm reading Arthur Brooks' book, The Conservative Heart, right now, and it really talks about that. One of the problems conservatives have is not getting their message across that, no, what we're doing, our policies really actually help people. We want to help and empower people rather than having them just be left aside and say, here, you're a liability to manage, get this welfare. We want to empower people so that they can feel better about themselves and do things for themselves because it makes people feel better. You know, it's a proven fact. So I think it's important. The messaging, it always has been.
Well, it's funny. When I have an African American guest on or a black guest on, I always say the same thing to them. You know, do you feel like the Democratic Party is actually trying to pull you back into slavery because they want to do everything for you. They want to give you everything. They always talk about how you can't do it on your own and that you need the help of the government or you need their help to succeed. Isn't that like a slap in the face? And I got to tell you, I haven't had one of them say, no, that's the wrong way to look at it. They've all said the same thing. Yes, it is. When you make us sufficient on that government check or that government EBT card or what have you, you try to make us sufficient. Not that they always work. You're actually doing damage to us. You're not helping us. You're enslaving us into looking to the government for all our help. So some of them are getting it, and I love it. I think it's great.
Yeah, I was just talking about that with someone else today. They said the same thing. It seems like these members of the black community are finally trying to get it, or starting to get it. And, you know, you can see after decades of the war on poverty and the great society how much of a failure it has been. Especially for the black community. It's been a horrifying, horrifying failure. And Democrats just keep wanting to throw more fuel onto that fire and basically destroying the black community, in my opinion.
Well, it is when you're not giving them, what was it? I lost my train of thought for a second. But, you know, when we talk about this openly, when I've talked about this with my friends that are African-American, and we've talked about it openly, we say, look, you know the old parable about you give a man a fish, he eats tonight. You teach him how to fish, he fishes for life. He feeds himself for life. Well, it's the same thing here. The Dems seem to feel that you just got to show up at his house every night and give him a fish. Give the family a fish every night so they can figure out what they want to do with their life. Well, they're not going to figure out anything if you would, right? If you don't teach them how to take care of themselves. If you don't give them, we've got all these community colleges, and I know you have them on the East Coast too. You have community colleges across the nation that should have classes instead of people being on welfare or unemployment, I should say. What is it? Is it now 99 weeks or 92 weeks or something like? It's a crazy amount of weeks. Why not say, look, you can have your unemployment check, but along with that, you've got to go to a local community college. You have to be trained in a local community college. We don't do that. We're afraid to force anybody to do anything for any reason. I don't know what that's all about.
Okay. And I don't get it either. To me, you know, and I know some Democrats really think they're helping people. Other Democrats, it's intentional. They know that they're keeping these people down. They know that it causes problems in society. It causes problems within their own selves. And it keeps that cycle of dependency going on. And to me, it's horrifying and it's demeaning because just like saying having voter ID is racist. Well, who is really the racist if you're saying that black people are too stupid to get ID? What are you saying about black people to say that they can't get ID? Even black people, when polled about it, the majority of them want ID. They're like, what are you talking about? We have ID. We want voter ID at the voting poll, at the booth. they continually demean not only black people, but poor people and all kinds of people as if they're not good enough to take care of themselves or do things for themselves. Yeah. They don't try to empower these people. They keep these people down.
Yeah, I hear you and I agree with you because I think that again, if we would just teach people, we've got so many jobs or so many trades that don't exist anymore or that are going away that we could retrain people with. I'm not a big solar energy guy, but you know what? It's here. I can't fight it anymore. It's here. So maybe we need to start retraining some of our people to learn how to repair solar panels, to install them, that kind of thing.
You know, exactly. And Democrats always, you know, they always ask like, oh, if you're a fast food worker or you're this or that, that's like such a low job. You need to get paid more for that job or you should be going to college. You know, Democrats want everyone to go to college, even if they major in something stupid like women's studies. But it's not. Every job serves a purpose and every person doing that job is doing something and they're getting paid for it. It's a contract and it makes them feel better about themselves. You know what? If they don't like their job, they're going to keep doing it until they find one they like better. But in the meantime, they're going to still be working, earning their own way, and earning their own keep, and people better.
We're up against the clock. Tell people quickly how to find you.
Just come follow me on Twitter and ask me, Conservative IND.
All right. Yes, and it's for independent, right? Not Indiana. Yeah, there you go. I'm Joe, senior host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in just a little while. A lot coming up in the next hour. I'm going to try to get to your stories, your links, when we come back.